Belinda presents this unabridged recording of George Parker Goes Global, written and read by David Metzentine. Well, it all began with the worst haircut in the world and one unbelievable, especially to me, three-point shot. Where it will end, I don't know, but what I do know now is that if someone asks you to dance, you dance, especially at Madison Square Garden in New York City in the United States of America. You'll see what I mean. My mother once said I was blessed with brains, but got a little bit lost on the way to the good looks department. Staring in the mirror of Classic Cuts Hair Salon, I can't help but agree. I have a face that reminds me of an uncooked gingerbread man. It's round and pale, and my features are like an assortment of dried fruits. Needless to say, I did not get my scholarship to Tapley Grammar Boarding School for being handsome or talented at sport. My hairdresser, whose name is Madeline, holds up a handful of hair that has grown rather long over the last term. It suits me, as I am a logical, scientific, chess-playing, calculator-carrying mathematical type who actually owns a telescope, which I keep carefully hidden under my bed, as the only stars that Tapley Grammar boys generally look at are action movie heroes, have lots of guns, cars and girlfriends, but not many clothes. This has got to go, Georgie boy. Without warning, Madeline swoops with the clippers, leaving what looks like a narrow dirt road through a crop of wheat on the right side of my head. Your school likes it short. Then she turns the narrow dirt road into a superhighway. There, that's what I'm talking about. This haircut is going to last all summer long. She's not wrong. Half my head looks like a roast potato. The other half looks like the edge of a frayed doormat. And it is at this point that the fire begins behind the curtain leading to the mysterious back room where all the ladies go to get their legs and other things waxed. Geez, I'm sorry, George. Madeline unplugs the clippers and puts them in her apron pocket. But we'd better abandon ship. So, with five waxy, partly undressed ladies, I go outside and watch the Classic Cuts Hair Salon burn to the ground. Then I walk back to school, knowing that my life at Tapley Grammar is about to get 100 times tougher because I see the ultra-wealthy and super-talented Chase Landon Bond playing one-on-two basketball and probably winning. And Chase has seen me. To be more precise, he has seen my haircut, both sides of it. The basketball game stops, but I continue onwards, a dead man walking on a perfectly raked gravel path taking me to the end of my life as surely as a pirate's plank. Well, 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 says Chase Landon Bond, whose family are extremely rich. I don't know what has inspired this rather. He spins the ball on a fingertip. Space-age hairdo, George Parker, but that's the most unbelievably cool hairstyle I have ever seen. I am impressed. Then he smiles with blindingly white teeth.